Kate's mum is a chief archaeologist at the Temple of Angkor Wat in Cambodia, and Kate's mum is missing. Jack Stallwood is convinced she's been kidnapped because she has something important in her possession. Kate's house was definitely cooler than the humid weather outside, but apart from that, it was in a terrible state. "Did your mum keep anything valuable in the house?" asked Jack. "No," said Kate. Jack's eyes were roaming around the wrecked room, looking for clues that might lead them in the right direction. He lifted up the upside-down tables and chairs, and then, under the sofa, he spied a small rectangular box. He brought it out into the light. "That's my mom's voice recorder," said Kate. "She took it wherever she went so she could record her observations." Jack rewound the tape and pushed the play button. A frightened female voice began to speak.
"To whoever finds this tape, this is Rachel Newington, chief archaeologist and protector of the Temple of Angkor Wat. At any moment, the forces of darkness will descend, searching for the map of the central well. The map must be sent away before they acquire it. Find my daughter and..." There was the sound of breaking glass. "Oh my gosh," the woman whispered into the recorder. "They are here." A door hit the wall as it was flung open. Then there was the sound of the voice recorder being dropped and kicked across the floor.
"Hello, Rachel," said a man's voice. "So nice to see you again."
"Get out of my house," she shouted. "Get out of Cambodia."
"Come now, Rachel," said the man. "There's no need to be difficult. I'm sure you know why we're here. Just hand it over and all will be well."
"I'll never give you the map," she screamed. "You'll have to kill me first."
The man laughed nastily.
"That part's negotiable, my dear," he said. "Let's make this easy. Hand over the map."
"Never!"
she screamed.
"Joy!"
shouted the man. There was the sound of someone else walking into the room.
"Why don't you escort Rachel to the Temple of the Trees and we'll see whether we can't force the location of the map out of her."
There were muffled sounds of Kate's mum being dragged away. Then the door closed. Crash! Furniture was being thrown around. Screech! Chairs were slid across the floor.
"Where is it, you dreadful woman?"
the man demanded furiously.
"I'll find it, Rachel," he cursed. "Whatever it takes."
There was the sound of the man leaving the room and slamming the door behind him. Then silence. Jack turned off the tape recorder. Tears were welling up in Kate's eyes. "Kate, I'll find your mum, I promise." Kate sniffed the tears away.
"I know," she said. I trust you. My mum said that if you were anything like your brother, you'd be a terrific secret agent."
Jack stood there, stunned.
"What do you mean, my brother?" he said, shocked. How do you know my brother?"
he asked, his voice starting to quiver.
"Well, I don't know him personally," Kate said, "but my mom met him when she was working in Egypt. There were some problems on her project and she had to call the GPF. Your brother was the agent assigned to the case."
"Egypt?" asked Jack. He had no idea his brother had been assigned to a project in Egypt.
"What else do you know?" he went on frantically. "You have to tell me everything." "But I don't know anymore," said Kate.
Jack felt as if he was going to faint. He couldn't believe that he was in this girl's house in the Cambodian jungle, hearing about his brother, Max, who'd been missing for 4 months. He had to find Kate's mum, not just because that was his assignment, but also because she must be able to tell him more about Max's disappearance. "Right," said Jack, with a new sense of urgency. "The man on the tape mentioned the Temple of Trees. Any idea which of the temples that could be?"
"Well," said Kate, "a lot of the temples have trees around them, but there is only one that has trees inside it, and that's the Temple of Tar Prom."
"Then let's get going," said Jack.
"Oh, it's too far to walk," said Kate. "We'll take the bikes."
Jack and Kate hurried outside and grabbed two bicycles off the rack in front of Kate's house.
"Wait," Jack said.
He handed Kate a small piece of plastic. "Put this transponder in your shoe so I can find you in case something... well, it would make me feel better if you had it."
"Okay."
Kate placed the transponder in her shoe, then pedalled ahead, guiding Jack down a narrow dirt path and onto a road that led deep into the jungle. The longer they rode, the more difficult it was to see. The sun was setting fast, and the road was shrouded by tall trees. Jack could just about see Kate pedalling ahead, and a family of fruit bats swarming above her. After about 10 minutes, Kate pulled over to the side of the road. They had already agreed to approach the temple on foot. "It's about a minute's walk," Kate said, pointing between the trees. Jack stepped into the forest, but Kate grabbed his hand, pulling him back. "Wait! You need to be careful. There are lots of landmines in the ground left here during a civil war years ago. I'd hate for something to happen to you before we find my mom," she added. Jack bent down to his shoes and activated the mine alert. Instantly, two long green lights shot out of the tip of his shoes and began moving from side to side, scanning the ground. "These will tell us if there are any landmines ahead. Stick close and step in exactly the same spots as me." "You got it," said Kate. Then they headed into the jungle, carefully winding their way towards the Temple of Trees. As the forest began to clear, Jack could see the Temple of Tarprom. It was an eerie sight. It had enormous silvery trees growing inside and through its walls. Their large roots slithered over the stone like the tentacles of a giant octopus, slowly prying the temple apart. Large patches of lichen covered its walls. Jack gulped and looked out of the corner of his eye at Kate. He was more than a bit nervous, but he tried not to show it. He took a deep breath, got his body count tracker out of his book bag, and focused it at the door. A floor plan of the temple appeared on the screen. Jack moved the arrow buttons up and down, trawling through the image. There were three people inside. Two green figures were standing together in one room, while another green body was alone in a different area. If Kate's mum was the body by itself, that meant she was still alive. A red figure meant a dead body. "That must be your mum," said Jack, pointing to the single green figure. He walked ahead, using the body count tracker as a map of the temple. They stepped into the main entrance and through an open courtyard. Thankfully, the moon was almost full, providing them with light to navigate the temple walls. Above them, Jack could hear the call of bats. Facing them was a large, square building. Quietly, they walked round the corner and to its left. In the moonlight, Jack could see a wall of carved dancers. They looked as though they were being strangled by tree roots. Up to the left was another building. This was where the lone figure was located. The other two people were still on the opposite side of the temple. Quickly, Jack and Kate passed underneath a stone lintel and into the building. Sitting on the floor, bound and gagged next to a small candle, was Kate's mum. "Mum!" exclaimed Kate as she raced over to her mother and hugged her. She quickly untied the gag. "Kate," said her mum, gasping for air, "you need to leave right now. Your life is in danger if they see you." "There's no way I'm leaving without you, mum," said Kate. "There's no time," said Kate's mum, her eyes pleading with her daughter. "You have to go without me. You have the map of the central well. It's on your necklace."